Hi, my name's Thomas Michalka. I'm a senior program manager with the Office Developer Platform team at Microsoft, and I'm here to talk to you about events in SharePoint 2013. I'm going to give you a brief summary of the existing event receiver features in previous versions of SharePoint, what's new in SharePoint 2013, and then I'll walk through a quick example of how to migrate from a server OM-based remote event receiver to one of the new remote event receivers. For completeness, I also want to mention line of business events. And with this feature, SharePoint can now subscribe to events in external line of business systems. We're super excited about this feature, but it's out of scope for this discussion. This is what's changing in SharePoint 2013. One major change is that no full trust code is supported in Office 365, and partially trusted user code on the server is deprecated. Event receiver code executes on the SharePoint server and therefore is not supported in the cloud app model. Remote event receivers can be used both in apps or solutions. And with that, let me transition to an example of migrating an existing remote event receiver in full trust code to a remote event receiver in a SharePoint app. The first thing I want to show you is an already implemented event receiver using full trust code on a list that I called plants. And what that event receiver does is whenever a new item is entered into the list that has a recognizable name of a flower, it will generate a link to an image search for that flower. So if I save this, it'll create an image search link for roses. And if I click on that, it goes to Bing image search and brings back a bunch of pictures of roses. So let's look at how this is implemented. Close this. So here's the code for the event receiver. I set up two event receivers, one for the item adding event. So whenever a new item is created, before it gets saved to SharePoint, this event fires. And I also implemented the item updating event. In the same way, if the item is edited, before it gets saved back to SharePoint, the event will fire and get executed here. And what happens inside of the event receiver is simply I add a new property on the list called image, which is the field name of the image URL inside of the list. And I generate the link based on the properties that come in for the event. And if we go down here, look at how this is implemented. It's simply taking the title and generating a link to Bing image search and adding flower to make sure that we don't get any funky images that don't have anything to do with roses. And create a title that is a friendlier name than this URL and return that. So when I call create link here, it'll generate the URL and put it back into the list as the image field on the list. And then I set the status for the event as continue, which means it was successful, and return control to SharePoint. So let's debug through this just to see how it works. So let's go to the plants list, add a new item, and when I hit save, it should stop at the breakpoint in my code, and now I can inspect the properties, drill down what's in here. So in the after properties, this is what should be updated in the list once the event completes. Okay, and so now if I step through into my create link operation, I get the description, tulip image search, and the URL for the search string with Bing image search flower and tulip. And then I return that. And it gets stored in the after properties, change properties add method. And I return to SharePoint. It refreshes and there's our image search. The same thing would happen if I updated the item. It would just replace the string and the search query with the new name of the flower that I'm editing and go from there. So how different is that in the new model with remote event receivers? Let's switch over to an app that I created previously and just compare what the code looks like on this side. So on the surface, the event receivers look very different. There are slightly different names here, SP item event receiver rather than iRemote event service. And then there are some slight differences in the types used for the properties, but the structure of the properties actually is fairly similar. The other difference is that while in full trust event receivers, we break out each event that's being handled for inside of an event receiver into its own method. There is only a process event method in the remote event receiver, and inside of that, I'm differentiating between the event types that should be handled. And so you could imagine creating a similar structure as in full trust code here by adding multiple methods that implement the receiver for a given event type. And in this case, the code that I have in here for simplicity just stays within the process event, and it's checking to make sure that this is an item adding or an item updating event. Inside of here, the code is very, very similar to what we have on the full trust side, except that the changed item properties is not part of the properties, but in the result that gets returned back to SharePoint. But again, the structure of the changed item properties class is very similar to the changed properties in full trust code. And here I do the same thing. I add the property name on the list and I create the value with a separate function, and the implementation of the function is almost identical. The only difference is the type that comes in. So it's SP remote item event properties rather than SP item event properties. And that makes sense since we're dealing with the remote event receiver. But the code underneath here is basically the same. So let's look what happens when I debug the remote event receiver. So one of the things that's different with the remote event receiver, I've implemented this as part of an app, and specifically an auto-hosted app. If you go in here, you can tell that the app has two projects in it. One is the SharePoint app that includes the plants list that gets created inside of SharePoint in its own isolated app web. And that's one of the differentiators between the app model and Full Trust Solutions. What Full Trust Solutions create is globally accessible anywhere. And when an app gets installed, it creates its own isolated area in which it deploys its artifacts. And for the list, this is the app web, and the event receiver gets registered inside of the app web for that list. So in fact, it gets registered based on an item template, which is number 10,000. It's the custom list template. One of the interesting hosting options in the SharePoint Cloud App model is the auto-hosted model. In the auto-hosted model, the app contains both SharePoint components. It may be as little as the manifest. In this case, I added a list with a remote event receiver definition, and it also includes a remote web project. In this case, it's just a standard ASP.NET project. There's really nothing in it except for the remote event receiver implementation, but you could imagine this being an MVC project or an ASP.NET Web Forms project, and the whole project gets deployed to Azure websites, which are connected to Office 365, automatically and integrated together. So each instance of the app will have its own client ID and can talk back to SharePoint using OAuth. It's quite a neat model. And it's quite a nice way to test the remote event receivers. So when I added the remote event receiver to the SharePoint app, to the list here, it created a service definition in the auto-hosted web. And I just filled in the body of the process event method. Okay, now we're ready to debug. I set a breakpoint inside of my process event method just before I check if this is an event that I can actually handle. When I hit F5 to enter debug mode, Visual Studio will deploy the SharePoint app to Office 365 and literally install it there. But it also does some magic to hook up the remote event receiver running on my local IIS Express instance to Office 365 using Service Bus. So when I install, after I install the app, it launches directly into my plans list. And from there, I can add new items. Let's do a Rose again, save it. And immediately I'll hit my breakpoint on my local machine. That's pretty cool. I'll continue because we've already gone through the steps on the full trust code. There's nothing new to see here. And it updates my image property on the column. And if I click on it, I get the image search just the same way I got it in the full trust solution. I hope that clarifies the differences and the similarities between event receivers and remote event receivers, and I hope you'll take advantage of this new feature in SharePoint 2013. Thank you for watching this video. Please visit the Reimagined SharePoint development site at www.reimaginedspdev.com.